Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Well, the dairy industry's battle to protect their name, their brand, as the use of terms and names like dairy and milk continue to be used by imitation products. Well, that battle continues, and with an update, joining us now is the Senior Vice President for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation, Clay Detlefson. Clay, thank you for joining us. Bring us up to date. Congress is looking into this as well, right?
Congress is, and we are continuing our dialogue with the Food and Drug Administration, but before that, good morning, Mike. Nice to hear your voice.
What is happening with FDA? Are they doing anything?
Well, last year, FDA had a docket open where they solicited information from stakeholders about their understanding of these products, these fake dairy products that are out there. In particular, they were focusing on the nutritional aspects. So I think National Milk's very pleased that the Food and Drug Administration started looking at that aspect, because Commissioner Gottlieb had noticed, I guess a year and a half ago, that they're all of a sudden seeing nutritional deficiency diseases in children. And the belief was that that is linked up with folks buying products that purport to be milk but do not have the nutritional equivalency. And in fact, many or most of those fake dairy products are vastly nutritionally inferior, and it's causing human health problems. So we've changed the dialogue to the public health issue, and FDA is contemplating what to do about it. We filed a petition last year explaining what they should do and how they should go about it, and again, asking them to enforce the standards of identity to prevent children from getting malnourished.
You're asking them to basically enforce what's already on the books, right? And that's been a challenge to get that done.
That is correct. And we've been basically asking for that since the late 1970s. But I think we're getting closer.
Yeah, there was a lot of hope last year that finally FDA was kind of seeing the light on this, was going to take action. But as you say, here we are now, still waiting. You're hopeful then that we'll see some action from FDA this year?
We are hopeful, but that's also why we are maintaining a dialogue with our congressional representatives to get them to nudge FDA as well. And I'll also point out that a lot of state legislatures are getting a little bit fed up with FDA's lack of enforcement, and you're seeing a lot of pieces of legislation starting to move through, you know, the state legislatures to basically do what we're asking.
What are you hoping to see from Congress? I mean, they have hearings. What do you hope to see come out of this?
Oh, my perfect day would be them passing the Dairy Pride Act. Mm-hmm. We've wanted that for a long time. Trying to get anything through Congress is difficult, so I'm not optimistic that would happen this year, but I thought yesterday's hearings were fantastic and quite enjoyable from a dairy perspective.
What is the biggest hurdle in getting the Dairy Pride Act passed?
Getting bipartisan support and getting enough senators and congressmen on board. The other side's got a lot of power as well, a lot of venture capital and billionaires involved in the plant-based movement. So they don't want to see us move forward with the Dairy Pride Act.
The Dairy Pride Act, for those not familiar, basically protects the names of dairy and milk, those terms, for real dairy, right? I mean, not imitation products.
Correct. It basically tells FDA you need to enforce the law, your own rules that have been on the books for four decades or more.
We are starting to see the pork industry speak out as these companies are using the name pork. We know the beef industry is speaking out. Dairy's been doing it for some time. I mean, obviously, this is a real issue that is growing in the marketplace. And I know you, like the others, are saying you're not opposing these the right for these companies to have a place in the marketplace, but just don't be using your name.
Yeah, dairy industry has to follow the rules these other folks need to follow the rules. It's really funny if you look at it. If a dairy processor has anything wrong with the information on their packaging, their labeling, FDA will call them out in an instant. But a plant-based food manufacturer can do whatever they want. It's the wild, wild west, and FDA won't touch them, and that is simply unacceptable.
You know, some would say, well, what's the big deal if a plant-based product uses milk or dairy in their labeling or in their name? I mean, what's that hurt? Well, obviously they see a value in it or they wouldn't be trying to use it, right? And that's a value that your industry has built up over generations.
You're 100% correct in that. And again, the negative on them doing it is they are misleading consumers about the nutritional aspects of those products, and that lack of nutritional equivalency is causing diseases like kwashiorkor and rickets and failure to thrive because these kids are not getting a nutritious diet that dairy products deliver.
Because in many cases, these new products, these imitation products, are trying to sell a healthy, that's kind of their platform, that somehow their product is are healthier.
Absolutely.
And all right.
Tom Baumer was testifying before Congress yesterday. Tom's with National Milk. And one of the things he pointed out, the almond beverages that are in the marketplace have this reputation of being really healthy products. Milk has 8 times the amount of protein per serving. They are not nutritionally equivalent. And people just don't understand that.
Yeah, I've said all along that as these new products come into the marketplace, will they hold up to the scrutiny? And I guess part of that is how much scrutiny will they get, or will consumers be misled and just accept them on face value? So we'll see how that goes. Clay, thank you for the update. We really appreciate it.
Mike, thank you very much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Take care. Clay Detlefson, he is Senior Vice President, Environmental Regulatory Affairs, and Staff Counsel for the National Milk Producers Federation. Thank you for joining us. That's all the time we have for today. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow right here on AOA.